Hello, good morning. My name is Olalo Olua, and on the topic having good grades and running a business as a Nigerian student is impossible is to me is quite wrong, because as much as everyone likes to focus as students get good grades and everything, your business does not take that away from you. Now, all this depends on the type of business you run. And as a student, I don't think any student should run a business that cuts off a chunk of your time from school. It is quite dangerous to do that when you run a business that you.
Hi, my name is Abiola Dragbimi, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast.
Wagwan, it's a new episode of the podcast. My name is Oseni Anat. I want to welcome you to Shaking Tables. Okay, if you are listening to us for the first time, I promise you are very serious. You are very serious. But I'm not Big Spoon, and I'm doing a takeover because Anat is mad at me for whatever reason that we'll get back to in the main podcast. But anyways, how was the week, Anat? How was the week, Adura? No, I'm like, you know, since I do
no,
roleplay.
No. How was your week, Adria? Thank you for that. God bless you. How was your week?
I don't know. Don't let me bore you my week. I'm just going to say that my week was... It started off great. It's one of those weeks that you look forward to it because you had a great Monday.
Then your Tuesday...
It just goes downhill from there.
Alright. My week was nice, actually, Sha. So many things to, you know, to do. It was really, really nice. And I had just tests going here and there, but as a good child of the Lord, I remain focused on the goal, you know?
You do realize that whether or not you pass tests, it doesn't mean anything in heaven. Speaking of, if you fail test or you pass test, you not to consign Heavenly Father.
It doesn't really matter in heaven, I don't know.
Exactly.
That's one of the things that we need to talk about on this episode of the podcast. But before we go, if you are listening to us right now, you can share on your social media platforms. And you can tag the podcast handle or tag Adra or myself at Shaking Tables with AA
on Instagram,
on Twitter. Anyway.
Anyways, so we want to make this really interactive, right? So if you have is that your opinion about the particular topic that we've discussed or want to talk about? If you're the first person to tag us on Instagram, we would send you a message and you send a 10-second voice message as to what you think about the podcast. If you're down for this, if you think this sounds cool, send us a message, tag us when you are listening. Take a screenshot as well. Just take a screenshot and share on your socials, Instagram, WhatsApp, Twitter, timeline, whatever make you feel at home.
Hear your opinion.
Hear your opinion, and we're not going to hear you.
I don't know.
Yeah, you get it, right?
You know the vibes, yeah.
But yeah, you know. So if you know you want to get your popcorn ready, you want to get your clothes ready, because personally, I have someone, I'm going to mention his name, Kola. He literally tells me every time the podcast comes out that, yeah, let me carry my clothes. So shout out Kola if you're listening. And any other Kolas out there that you really, you know, you think our voice is essential enough to go out and wash clothes with. We don't find it offensive of any
nice.
Kind. It's actually a compliment. So thank you very much. If you want to go and wash clothes or plates, you want to eat, you want to make out with your babe while listening to the podcast.
Sheesh.
But anyways, thank you very much. See you in the main podcast. Don't go nowhere, and we have a giveaway for you here. We have tons of giveaways on today's episode, so please and please don't go nowhere. Enjoy the podcast. Alright? Bless.
Hi, what's up? Before you go into the main podcast, I just want to apologize in advance for the somewhat substandard sound production on this particular episode. We know that when it comes to podcasting, sound production is one of the key things that you cannot remove from this. And I just want to apologize. This is solely and entirely my fault. Basically, this is one of those things that you think that you have stuff figured out, but in the real sense, you do not. And my error in this case was that I thought it was connected to the microphone, but in the real sense, it was using the laptop's mic, which is kind of crappy, right? But we know that this is going to worth your time as per usual. And if you're new here, this isn't how it usually is. Try as much as possible to partake in the giveaways here, share with friends, and do those really amazing stuff. And I'm going to leave you into the podcast. All right? Blessings.
So welcome back to this episode of the podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I have a very amazing person here, and I would like her to introduce herself to the to our audience, our family, cliques, stars.
The stars.
Okay, please, can you introduce
first of all, let's do this the customary way. You cannot just introduce a big person by just doing like that. We have someone that's gonna play the Doremi first. Alright, one bottle of NSCBS SOP for our guest.
Two bottles of Azu.
She's a businesswoman, a successful businesswoman, and she's a student that's keeping it real 100 on the FUNAB area. Shout out, please.
Yes. Alabata area.
Okay. Alabata, where's it called? How do you say that thing? This is Alabata or something. Whatever, though. Anyways, I want to introduce Dara Simi. Dara Simi, please come and introduce yourself as Dara Simi and tell us what you do, and we can get into the podcast, alright?
How you doing?
You need to. I'm done.
Okay. How do I even say this? Please do not mind whatever.
Doreme.
Do not mind whatever Adra just said, because I am not a businesswoman. What do I do? Nothing. I literally don't do anything.
Please say everything you want.
Apart
you
from
do.
Schooling.
Apart from schooling, I am just a student.
Wait, what is with big people and modesty? Like, if you meet a regular big person, it is weird to for them to admit that yes, I'm a big person. You will not die. You know, like you are insulting us commoners when you don't own up to your big person.
Sorry. Adura.
Yes, Ari, you want to say something? My name. Okay, no matter. Go on.
Adura, please. I'm not a businesswoman. I just found a way to just like survive in school.
Okay. She doesn't do business, but she survives in school.
You get. By doing one or two. It's just us.
She also.
So if you are saying that, what would you call a businesswoman or a business person? Let's start the conversation from there.
Yeah, I feel like someone that actually runs a business has a plan. You need your business plan first. You need the vision, the mission, the objective. You need a goal. I just want to make money. I beg. Just make money and graduate.
All right. Okay. We're going to come back to that in 1 second. Okay. I have to mention something. Adria doesn't have a business plan, and it's an inside joke. Let me explain what happened. Apparently, Anna has an assignment to go create a business plan, and Uber was like, Adria, what is your business plan for the podcast? And I'm like, bro, I'm just vibing our stuff. So when you mentioned business plan, he reminded Anna of Adria not having a business plan. And I'm like, but I think Anna wants to do something of sorts. So if she does, congratulations to her. If she doesn't, congratulations to her. But anyways, you mentioned that a business person is someone that has a plan for everything. And I want to say that is not true. Mm-hmm. I'm not a business person of that kind. But I think that it's not like that.
Apparently, the three of us here, we do one thing or the other while schooling to make money. I guess that's the thing.
Yeah, so that does not equal to a business person, correct?
No, not like it doesn't equal to a business person, but I feel like if you want to be classified as a business person, that means there's a long-term plan for that business.
Okay.
Word, yeah.
In case you might be wondering, you would have seen it, you would have heard it one way or the other. The topic of this podcast is
Don't forget.
I can't forget.
Alright, it's almost impossible to have good grades and also run a business as a student in Nigeria. Right, and now, Dara Simi has skills divine. We've built a conversation around Dara Simi is a successful businesswoman. So, we're going to tackle that. Okay, how did you do it? How did you take lectures? But in all sincerity and in all seriousness, I get the fact that she doesn't want to own up to the point in which she's not a businesswoman yet. I don't know if that's a personal reason.
Well, not like it's a personal reason, but I feel like majorly I just wanted to be okay, I have something I want to do. There's a long time plan for it. It's all about strategy.
But your long term plan, you have it. Your long term plan, you have it, right? But it's not documented.
Kinda.
So you are saying that does not make you a businesswoman?
For now, I am not a businesswoman. I'm just hustling.
Alright, you're just hustling.
Yeah, so what differentiates... Okay, she already said it. That what differentiates a hustler from a business person is a long-term plan of the thing. Okay, that's it. I wanted to ask Dara if she was running a business, but she's not running any business. But what do you do?
But wait, she said you make money. Exactly. What do you do? So what do you feel do as Nigerians?
But what did she do?
What did she do? God bless you.
Okay, what do I do? Well, most things I do is just like, if I see any opportunity to just like make money, to just like double money.
Like
No, not like MMM.
Okay, maybe I see an opportunity of, sometimes of people need plain t-shirts.
Okay.
Maybe like, let's say 40, 50, you get. I'm this kind of person that likes traveling, so I'm very sure that every weekend, if I don't go outside, I go Lagos. So I'm just like, okay, you guys need something. Like, fine, I can get it for you. And then if I'm getting it for probably, let's say 900 or 1k, I'm selling for like 1.3, 1.4. Not too much. Just something, just like, okay.
So you're saying that if you're getting it for 900 naira, you will sell it for 1.4. First of all, that is a a cheating scheme. That's like
a transportation cost.
One?
Stress.
For 40 people.
That's what
you
know, she's the one. Okay, I would want to say something. There's this course I'm taking that brings me to a business plan. Is an entrepreneur see a problem, she identify it and they solve it. So she's sort of like an entrepreneur, but she's only not that she's not a business person in as much as that.
Alright, God bless you. We're not going to push for that, but I just want to make sure we're on track on this podcast. It's kind of like a serious vibe here, so if at all you're feeling bored, I'm going to do something that is going to make it interesting. And I'm going to open a food. I'm going to open a meal, and I'm going to be sure that you can smell the spaghetti from there.
That's Simi cooks.
Apparently, cooking is part of our also. So by the end of this podcast, we're going to judge the spaghetti whether it is sweet or not.
Okay.
Whether you should go and patronize or not.
Maybe you should venture into sweet as a business.
True. If money did there, because like you said, as long as they bring in money and it's spaghetti, who doesn't know how to cook spaghetti? Just spaghetti. And here, I met Dara Simi last week, and Dara Simi said that spaghetti is now 350. Only 340.
340.
Jesus is what?
That's affordable.
How is it affordable? Spaghetti was 120 growing up.
Growing up was when?
Okay, wait. I thought you said spaghetti.
I mean,
as in spaghetti.
Plain spaghetti.
Ah, no.
How much do you buy it?
Me, no, I have.
Let's go to camp. I cannot.
So, inflation is really killing us. But with that, God is bringing money.
So while Anat talks about the podcast, I'm going to be busy munching. So Anat cannot talk because she cannot eat because she's big spoon.
No.
But speaking of spoon, you know that. But yeah, Anat, go on.
Anyways, I was to ask them if she's a student by act and result or a student by title. You know, we have certain set of people that don't like that.
You know me by act and result.
Act like as she did do for school. She did attend classes, she did do she did do all those things, and results they come as campaign. Or she just did by the title, you say, and just when the exam went and they bounce inside, just do one. So I said, maybe she just did. You get.
Okay, so which one would you think you are? I say an hustler.
Is it me or Anna?
You
at me, okay.
As the hustler, please lean forward.
But I feel like to me. Can we just like split that act and results? Can we split it?
Okay, by act. Alright, by act.
By act, yes.
You are a student. Yes. Oh, that's sweet. And you, students will always be a student. You attend classes often, and none of your hustle has ever hindered your student act or your main purpose in the school.
Not really. I think, okay, let me just put this out. When I was in 200, 300, I used to usher for school. That's for inaugural lectures,
convocations.
So sometimes I miss classes, but that's like, maybe like once, it's not a regular thing. That's just it.
So you did not to miss classes?
I mean, I'm serious.
But I have a question. I'm sorry, you need to.
Adora does miss classes, actually.
I have a question. I have to look at spaghetti for 1 second, and I have to say that okay, you said that okay, we separate the act from the result. Why are they?
Because the result.
Which leads us to today's podcast.
Mm-mm.
you cannot be a successful business person and have good grades.
No, you can.
Why though? How do you say that?
Why I said we should just split the art and results. I think my results from 100 level was
before you became a business person.
Exactly.
So you say you're not a schools person ish.
No, we have different sets of students.
Serious kind of person.
No, we have this different set of people in school. We have the ones where they make good friends. We have certain people that they are just on the average, no career over, just doing their thing where they are. And we have the ones that are on the backside of.
Then we have the ones like me that now got the apples. Sometimes you write rubbish, we go too fast.
You get that vibe that we are just different in school. And that's going to even buttress more of our point on this podcast, that you are a student by heart and result. At least you do, and you are just the average type of person. Me, I'm the average student. That's it. And I would like to ask you, have you ever at a point felt like, okay, school wasn't going to pay me? Should I just. And maybe you were getting some salary type of money, and you just feel like, oh, school no they pay, school no go pay me, and you became so nonchalant about school.
Let's pass on this conversation a bit. Were you into business when Forex was in vogue?
When Forex was in vogue, yeah, but that was only at school.
But you were still. So did you? Would you say that you diverted some of your business money into Forex?
I didn't.
Why?
I had to because mine was just like I had to just keep like
working to
keep working on the money.
Okay, so you could not like set aside some money for the first.
I actually did, but that was I think that was just my that was my salary from IT. That was money spent, I guess.
So you got paid, you were still hustling, then you now had money for Forex again.
No.
I have not salary now.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm seeing hot dog on this spaghetti and Anas is eating my food. I'm going to eat Anas' food, by the way.
Andrea, make I do it
No vex, no vex, okay. May I come and control actually?
The question I asked, have you ever at a point felt like school no will pay me? Make I just do it and I won't do. And you were just so nonchalant about schooling to making more money.
Actually, school didn't pay me. From under the river, I didn't do that.
School is
on
my way.
School is
on
my way.
Oh, no.
From 100, I think when I saw my results in 100 level, and
you just said that. Oh, this is.
Was it only the first semester or second semester?
First semester.
Ah, that's early in the game.
I just saw my result as like 2.6 something.
You just felt like, oh, I feel like same.
Okay, I think it was 2.6. Yeah, but more like 2.6 something. I can't really remember. And immediately I was just like, oh, way forward, Dara. Nothing to do in this school. I cannot make this result.
To think at 100 level, you must have put more effort trying to get the good grade at the beginning.
All right.
But imagine putting that much effort and getting that out of this thing. No.
Okay, you put effort.
I think because I was always watching movies. Like if I have exams tomorrow, I watch movie.
Okay. Let me tell you a story. In my 100 level, I'd spent like 3 years out before I got admission into the university.
Okay.
So when I got admission into the university. I was like, yo, I needed to read, I needed to pass, and I was like, you know, I was going to night class. I was staying in school still, so I was going to night class every day. I had a schedule. When I finished class by 6, I went to class by 9, 9 to 11, I read, then 11 to 12, I flirted with some girls and everything, then I get back to my hotel sleep, and that's how it's going to be, alright? But when the result came out, my 100 level, I didn't fail, but I didn't pass as what I wanted. I'm not like,
you know that?
After all of this stress that I went through, I got this. I was like, okay, I wanted to do reverse psychology. That I was not going to stress in the second semester. And that second semester was one of my best results so far.
Yeah.
And after that, I was like, bruh, whatever comes, I'm going to do it. But when it comes to exam, I'm always isolating myself. Although we've always, I would say my result is somewhat of a pattern, but when I got all the push-ups. So this is a normal conversation as to this whole conversation is we want to have like a relatable experience as to because the average Nigerian student has
one thing
that they're doing, and from time to time this clashes with schooling, and it puts us in a weird place as to what is the point of this thing eventually, because from most of the people that are ahead of us, they tell us that our results is not what we they need, or they don't need our results in the labor market. Yada yada.
Your experiences, what you need.
But that was what was like. That was not the orientation I got from home.
From really?
Yeah.
The orientation you got from home was to come to school,
get good grades, and
even myself to
come out and just like get
a
job.
That was just what I wanted to do. But at the point, I lost my shit. So again, have you ever been motivated by motivational speakers? You know, these days, you get Dangote dropped out and he still became a millionaire. Your Bezos did not graduate. And has that thing ever had to play in your subconscious? And feel like, since this guy is even drop out and you are like, make me say drop out, make that turn billionaire. Have you ever had that thought?
Never.
Seriously? Never.
Never.
Wait, is it because of like from home? You come from a struggle also that you must finish school?
No, not really. But I think, let me just say this. This schooling is for my mom, see. I beg, it's not for me. So I'm just like, okay, majorly, anything I'm thinking of, anything I'm doing, is just like, Tabadilin is not my very good results here.
But they still ask for results.
My mom is waiting now.
No,
I didn't.
You are finally the best for your
reason.
Abby?
Nobody
to make
cares.
You graduate.
Okay, from 200 level, first semester. Nobody cares. Like, I'm going to graduate, obviously.
No, are you talking about the result or the certificate?
The two.
Okay, no one cares about my results. It's just the certificate.
They just want to see, like, make sure I graduate.
Yeah, everybody. Come on, every responsible African parent always asks.
So, since it has never occurred to you that you guys drop out,
Wait, let me tell you my own story. I've
always wanted to drop out. It's not like it has ever occurred to me that I got stripped out though. It's just that I've never been motivated by it. My own is that I don't just, I can't deal again, I beg. That's just me. If I want to drop out though, I beg, it has to be in my own
place. And you know that premise that they tell you that the higher you go, the less work you do.
It's a lie.
It's a big lie. If you're on the level, it's on the level, you're hearing
me. And somebody has ever told you that the higher you go, the easier it is, because I beg and
beg. Now lie, don't mind them.
Now ha.
The higher you go, the more stressful
you become.
Because you now start to build a life for yourself.
That's the thing. No, the pressure of, I don't know, you guys are in your finals.
Yes, we are.
And there are these thoughts that come when you're in final year.
What next?
That thing, it's on some actual wavelength, like strains of wood.
Because you now start to see most of your friends that you was your bunk with, start to do well in life, start to get their shit together for the real life, not just for the book life.
And why there are some people that at some point, while you were busy doing, I guess, past reading just books, some students are actually just on the average, doing business as well as doing one other thing, as well as schooling, and they have already made their life already.
I have this friend from time, this boy never comes to class. He only comes when we have tests, he only comes when we have exams. Now it's final year. His final year is one of the most serious years ever. I was telling him last week. But this boy has been doing data analysis from the gate. So I don't know if he's doing quite alright, but I know that this person is always doesn't really care about school like that. He just wants to start beginning and just be going. So now the project that we are doing is something that he's already experienced in. He doesn't necessarily need anyone's help. And he's literally collecting it from people, doing it for them.
I would even tell you about my experience, but not now. So, how have you been juggling business and customer stress alongside school stress?
How have I been juggling it? It's not easy though, it's not easy. Nobody should come and bobo you that.
It's easy.
Because even today, I just wanted to like get home and just like relax. Just like sleep, because I've had a very stressful week. But, me and Adria had a plan, so that's why. I could not just like relax.
No, but what she's saying is that she wanted to slam me, but because of
I didn't want to slam you, Adria. That's why I called you yesterday night. If I actually wanted to slam you, I would have just gone offline, switch off my phone for the rest of the day.
The show must go on. The show will go on. You cannot have the show to answer.
Exactly, but I was just like, okay, no, let me just do this.
What we do for a living? Just go offline. Go.
Alright, I'm sorry, Anna, I'm so sorry. I just want to put this out there, just in case you're wondering why you might be annoyed that we're eating spaghetti. I'm sorry if the devil lives in you and you're not happy that we are happy. But
this spaghetti is
good. Actually, and I want to make an official announcement that Dara Simi, what's the name of the brand? Since you're not a business person, what's the name of the brand?
Eris Diner.
Eris Diner is also part of the sponsor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, buy a bottle of chicken. Because that's what I'm seeing. I'm not seeing the CVS before here. If you're within the city of Abeokuta, if you're within the city of Alabata, if you're in school, you're in Funabi area, and you're thinking of getting a quick dinner, spaghetti, something light, and you want to try out what we're hyping right now. I promise you, it's not hype. It's not like the regular hype man doing me vibes, right? There's going to be a link in our bio, in our description. Really, you guys could not be seeing it. But yeah, there's going to be a link there. This meal is something that is actually lit. Other than the fact that it's lit, it means much to the podcast. It means progress. It means growth. It means that we're able to monetize the podcast to some level. So please, I'm begging you with a level of empathy, with the highest level of empathy I have, please, it is actually very affordable. If you want us to keep eating every podcast, please support her. Please. And because I'm coming from the sponsor,
it's a spark.
It's a spark for me.
Because you're coming from the podcast, you get the discount, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Should we tell them or we should?
We should be telling it.
No, let's tell
them. Yeah, please go on.
You know that not the hot, sweet things.
Please go on.
So if you're coming from the pod, AA Sport, you get a 10% discount.
Please, we don't understand. See, that's no, that percentage thing has come for business. They will say 30% off. But you don't get the real price. Nah, rubbish. So please tell us the actual price.
How much is 10% of 2000 naira?
10% of 2000 naira.
That's 200.
That's
so year 1-8.
Wow, that's
neat. And I want to do more. If you are also going to be ordering, you're going to tell me wherever it's going to come from the podcast. Just probably type it in a DM. That I'll be paying for the delivery for the first
five.
So you're going to be getting a discount one. You're also going to be getting free delivery for wherever you are in Abeokuta. So please, Anna, you have something to say. Why? Anyways, so please, it will mean a lot to me, to the podcast, to Anna. If you can get up to 5 delivery this week, that's our target. Right.
Yes.
This
podcast was more like a freestyle, but then we are enjoying it.
Actually, and from the way we are sounding, I'm sure that you're even feeling happy and you're envying us.
Like,
because
this part is lit, to be honest.
I'm very honest. I'm waiting to climax because I've been eating all of these hot dogs since, no pun intended by the way. I've been eating these hot dogs since and I want to eat the chicken.
It's actually turkey.
It's turkey. I can't be the only one that knows differentiate chicken and turkey.
I'm serious.
I don't know if this is weird. Like from time, I just eat meat. Like meat.
So you don't know the difference, the taste.
I don't know.
The way it looks.
But then, what is this one coming to? We are eating all of our animals. We have hot dog. We have chicken. We have ram meat. We have goat meat. We have cow meat.
Mm.
So we don't have any animals that we preserve.
We have.
Which one?
I don't know.
Tortoise.
We have tortoises. We have. Crocodiles.
Surprised the people that eat it for extra sport. So Anna, back to your series of questions.
So she said it has not been easy juggling business and school stress.
Especially this final year. This final year has been like a joke. Every fucking time you're
have
just
you ever had a customer call you and say, hello, you need to deliver my stuff, and at that point you were trying to prepare for either test or exams or something.
Not really. I think most times when you're running a business, it's all about priority. Like, you just have to set some things aside.
Let's but what if the money is loud? What if they say that, okay, you want 50 or 500 T's and you have a test tomorrow, and you know that 500 T's means 100K?
I'm going to tell you a story. Last semester during the exam, I got a job. The money was really loud. And bro, I took it. Because I was like, yeah, I took the job because it was going to give me more connects to get more jobs. And it was not just one company, you were about three.
Okay.
And I had to take the job because I was like, bro, I can't even lose this opportunity. Because it was one of those rare opportunities. Then I took the job. I went. I traveled down to Lagos 2 days. I had exams following. And I needed to deliver their pictures in the space of 1 week. Bro, and I was reading for exams. My exams were choking. So I didn't know how I did it. But I know I did it. I delivered their pictures. But it was crazy. They kept calling me. I plugged their numbers.
Please, Anat is going to be sponsoring the next episode.
Of course, yes.
So please and please, Anat is going to take pictures of the first 500 people that... I'm not saying. So, if we're all shaking the table, we might as well bring something to the table.
The first what?
500 people that... Let's get that.
Let me be among the first.
Are you serious?
No, the first 5 people.
Are you for real?
For real.
Anna, let me be among the first. Let me message you.
Okay.
So, in case you are thinking of having a final year picture with your graduation gown,
Abby,
whatsoever.
Abby.
That takes two.
So, there's actually tons of people on
there. Text Adria. Adria is going to talk to me.
Yeah, Anna is actually very rude on her WhatsApp. I sent a message to Anna yesterday. Anna saw it. Why did not respond? I responded to her again. Oji, my message will go. She called them and said, don't be so lively with that. But anyways, I promise you, if you are up to 5 people you want free photo shoots, we have an amazing space here. Whatever thing you want to run, 5 people for, the podcast, from the podcast, just send a message to me on Instagram or to the podcast, and we'll make this happen. Like the last time we had a photo shoot. Okay, so I need to put this out there now. We are now 4. I'm sorry that we're not. So that we reduced to 4 people now.
Because
so
I have to be already messaged.
So congratulations, Darcy. I'm looking forward to your picture.
Wow.
The last person that won the photo shoot from the podcast, it was really amazing. You saw it, right?
From 20 years.
Yeah, it was a beautiful photo.
But can I change that final year to my birthday pictures?
No problem. Nah, not for Darcy. It was her birthday that she also used that one for now. So.
And that's all.
So would you acknowledge the street saying that school is a scam? Like, a very school not scam.
School is actually a scam, though.
For me, I would say school is not scam. So you can say what you think, and I'll tell you.
School is is there an in between in school?
Yes, there is.
I feel like there's an in between, though, Sha.
I feel like it is the community we find ourselves, or the society, or the country that is making us feel like schooling is a scam.
More like that. But
actually, school is not a scam if you play your cards right.
I think irrespective of the community, irrespective of where you are, like where you are right now, in hindsight, we'll see that school is not a scam. Like, okay, schooling might be a scam.
Yeah, but the community.
But school itself, because this is like, okay, I say this a lot, but I guess I should put this out there officially, that the university system is the only place in the world that you would see people of the same age bracket put together in
exactly.
One place.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else in the world that you see people that have the same goals within the same age group to be in the same location for 4 years.
I used to say something that if you are in the university and during your days in the university, you are not able to get something so reasonable. Even it is not actually necessary. It is not like putting pressure on yourself. There are some people that might not have gotten themselves and they're in their finals, but it is, there's still time for you to like connect more. The schooling, the university system is the best place for you to make every connection that might.
And it doesn't even need to be that deep. It doesn't have need to be like a business connection.
It just means
your personal relationship with people.
That's the.
It
gets deep. It's called.
I think. Sorry, I saw someone's profile, and I was like, "Where have I been for the past 4 years?" Like, it's actually meant so far. I was just like, "He did this one, he did that one," and I. In the same school.
In the presidential aspirants.
As in.
I know now. He shot me too.
That day I was just walking down gates and I just like saw his banner. And me and my roommate just had to stand and we were just reading and we were like, where were we? While he was doing all these things. Like.
Watching movies.
As in.
Let me know my own achievement.
Okay now.
Because everybody, like, the thing is, okay, I believe that it is your exposure. I got engaged in quite a good number of things while I was in my first year, second year, and third year to some extent. So I got certified for most of those stuff and got engaged.
But please, how did you get the connect for this?
Because I was actually meeting people, either from JCI or from different people. Like, I kept, the thing is, when you meet one particular person of like mind, you keep meeting
more. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The thing. So I made sure I was available to connect with all of those people.
Then I feel like coming into school, that should be like the kind of people you move with.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the things that I feel.
And it's really sad that
school is not a scam, because I believe if you play your cards right, even if I have a friend, he's a graduate presently and he's serving.
Let me say something before Anna goes on. Anna talks these guys' balls a lot. So I know the guy she wants to talk about, but that's the same. But she talks his balls a lot. Not literally, figuratively. So yeah, go on. Don't smile up! That's the point, that's all I have to do. I just don't know about this guy. He's only the vexing.
It's not like I am always talking about him, because he's one of those people that put
exceptionally
that
gave somebody
me all of that shake, please, and he's so exceptional. So it was probably several people that made me understand things, and he got a job prior even before leaving the university.
Wow!
So that's one of the things I'll say. Schooling is not a scam; it's just making yourself available to opportunities. That is the thing, and don't just get carried away by everybody saying, "Guys, school is not a scam. School is a scam. School is a scam."
Actually, from statistics, my statistics. Most of the people that say school is a scam,
they're actually on good grades and they're making good things. Don't be like me.
I learned this lesson till my 300 level. This bastard boy that I was working with, shout out to you. You know yourself. I was working with them. Ha! This boy is he has never gotten anything less than 4 points. In statistics. And we are shouting school is scam.
On my story, I post school is scam a lot. But deep down in the bottom of my heart, I'm
not feeling
what is scam. And I am not feeling.
And also, what I said about that the guy that Anna saw his boss was a joke. If you're listening to this, I'm looking for a job. Please go on
you.
I'm not getting a job yet. I'm playing now, guys. Show y'all don't play with me. I'm playing. Right, but yeah, that's just it.
But do you think good grades actually matter in heaven?
It doesn't, bro. Alongside beards.
It's all vanity.
And body count. I don't know what other things that y'all look at LinkedIn. I don't want to put this out there, nothing, no strings attached. Like, what you people used to rate in this world is...
It matters in heaven.
It's vain.
Mm. So, good grades does not even matter year on yet.
No, it does, actually.
Really?
Some people, it does.
I think all it does is, it makes a solid first impression, and that's
exactly.
Just it. It makes a solid first impression, and that's just it. But if you are able to document yourself well, you're able to say, for example, now the presidential aspirant that we talked about, if his grade is not all that good, and looking at the CV and looking at all of what he has done, I think it's going to suffice for the good grades that he has missed.
Yeah,
so it's safe to say that results at the end, okay, you know what they say, that okay, the end justifies the means.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, I don't think the result really is much of a big deal. I get it that telling another level student this, it will take it the wrong way. So the best thing to tell them is to read. But eventually, this reality dawns on to us that we're going into the real life. I'm scared as shit, by the way. I don't know what comes, but I need to put this out there. I'm scared as shit. Like, straight up facts. But we have to face it inevitably. And however it works or however it's going to be, y'all will find out. But, we all need to face it. Whether it is school that helps or whether it is not school, I think we should not remove from the fact that as much as schooling is important, as much as we are here to school, right, we're also here to connect. We're also here because after this 4 years, after this 5 years, after this 2 years, it's masters. You cannot be doing what you're supposed to be doing your BSc, doing your masters. Because people already have their shit together and their masters, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, right now, appreciate every little thing in the university. Like, I get this a lot from people like Anat, that they'd rather sit in their house and press phone. Okay, Anat has changed. It's in 3rd level Anat got lazy. In 4th level and 12th level, I knew Anat. Anat's always, she's never inside. And that made her, you know, enter some people's eyes. But, as it is right now, I think I should just put this out there that, It is not a matter of, you know, going to school or going to church or attending one function or being just a GCI member or doing just one thing in the university. A lot of things matter. I think it's all about playing all of the cards, having everything in the bag. Like, even me going, people know, like, it means if I put something, it means if I don't do. But I don't lead a conversation with that. Most of the time, I like
to. I don't even bring it into play.
I like to make meet because obviously you will not learn something if you are like drawing from old pastors or everything. Well, you know, he's a presidential aspirant, so he has to leave that impression, none of the past things he has done. So that's for that as well. Enough about being deep. Back to my chicken.
So,
Turkey, bro.
So, like I said,
it's in my mouth.
Do good grades matter? And everybody said yes to some extent, but I just still want to portray the point that if you know you're not doing anything aside schooling, please, for crying out loud, take one of the best grades. Because it is actually going to be so disheartening when, if at all, you want to submit your CV and you have a mid grade and there's nothing to suffice for it. Nothing to cover for your mid grade. It gets so annoying and so awkward that I don't think your employer would want to really feel like that.
And I have this idea or this guess that anybody involved in a political race in university, they have preference, like they have one kind of special place in the hearts of employers because they feel like this person has leadership skills automatically.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is right or not, but I think that So essentially, as much as we don't read the extracurriculars in Nigeria, which is very sad. In the Nigerian academic system, it's all about book. Like, I was going through my school's receipt that I paid for, which is not like all that loud. But I saw some money that I saw that we paid for games. I've never been to the sports center before. I saw that we paid for medical clinic. I've never been to the medical center before. Like, there's some things that we paid for. If you have to go through your school's receipt, you'll see some things that extracurriculars that every student is entitled to. But you don't do it because you're always sitting down at home. What do you mean?
I play tennis.
Really? Paper, sorry.
Then you know, so that way I said what I said, but does good grades actually define your knowledge and understanding about your course of study? See, for me, I'll say no, because as a matter of fact, I really enjoy the course I am studying. But when they want to call the first class students in my department and I am not there, doesn't matter that I do not know anything. I believe I even have more idea than most of the other guys, because I feel they just
I want to put this out for the average people, and I'm sure you're going to agree with me, and this is this. I hate the fact that we are here to learn, right? We're in university to learn, but lecturers, students, lecturers, academics, department, whatever, they carry people that are doing well, and they ignore people that are doing bad. And here's the twist: people that do well most of the time are these students coming from outside, not your schools.
Oh, yeah.
And now, do not forget us.
No, but I feel that one is just like, okay, using my experience, remember when we were in 200,
mm-hmm.
when the student came around, so was it after? Okay, when they came around, yeah, that was when we started lectures, like departmental lectures, students. So then our results came out. So our lecturer now called us and she was like, our result was bad, blah blah blah. You know the normal talk.
Every year that
so this girl was not like, I have something to say. So I'm like, okay, talk. And then she was like, I feel like Stella, I'm not serious. They don't do assignments, we have report, they don't do it, they do this one, they don't do it. So she had a lot to say about this, and everybody was like, I don't understand, where is all this coming from? Because when they give us assignments, it's just like someone does it and
all of everybody says this.
Everybody just like copies the assignment. Like, who cares? We don't really care. And she was like, okay, and people were like, okay, let's wait and see.
How you would run it
when exam comes. So exam came around and then this girl results came out. And some people actually went to check
our results.
And it was just still the average result. And then people were now like, okay, my friend was saying it's that these students, like, if my result was good in 100 level, and I don't know who could reach me, because it's just like, okay, 100 level was, most of us were playing, we were not serious, we were just doing anything we wanted to do. But I think 200 level we got serious. But then we have this, I think these students were hospitality and tourism students from the polytechnic they were coming from, so they already had this knowledge. Like, most times lecturers will just call them and then they'll start giving you points, and now you're like, wow. So this is what hospitality and tourism is about. But we didn't know, because we're just we've not had any idea about this.
And that's you mentioned something that I think is worth noting, and it's this, right? All things being equal, if we are doing departmental courses from 100 level, some of us, where we did, we know we did there.
You get.
Because what we're doing in 100 level was just regular, plain old secondary school, chemistry, physics, which some of us hated.
Like,
that is why we are coming to our course. That's why we are coming to one course that does not involve chemistry. That's why we are coming to one course that does not involve physics. Yet we are saying mathematics. Right? But whether or not all of this comes to play, it is what it is. So we are at where we are at.
Some of us really enjoy the course we are doing and we know it in depth, but the grades no get here.
I don't know. Like, some of us go read. We go read.
But it has to be the grades. Because to be honest, most of the times whenever my lecturers are explaining, I know
that's
what the like I can relate too. I can relate to majority.
So like I'm posted on Instagram, I'm saying that and that was really hitting the meat.
So I can actually relate to most of the things the lecturers were saying, and you get, I can actually relate to them. And but the fact that these guys actually make you feel like they are not making a good grade. Some of my lecturers said something that it is the system and it is designed for that. That you have to make the grade. You have to make the grade. They don't know how you want to do it, but the system is designed for that. They don't care if you know it or you're not making the grade or something.
Speaking of, I just want to put this out there. Birthday week, Yano.
Yano vibes.
Birthday week. So what else do my birthday?
I beg. I've not even influenced you.
Adura, you've been putting out this verdict since like the first time I heard your pod was when I saw. I think the following week, then I saw the birthday week, and I'm like, okay, when is this boy's birthday?
Adura, like four times. Like, are you really sure it is
true? Okay, so this is the thing. Let me just put it out there, right? I hate wish list. I don't have. There's something they call it, something that you do before you die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forgot what they call it. Now, you guys see it in movies a lot. Checkbook leaks or bucket list.
Bucket list.
I hate bucket list. I don't do that. But this year, I'm like, okay, let me just give it a try. And it was a win-win situation for me because all of the things on the bucket list are things that I want to get for myself.
Okay.
So I'm like, yo, let's just put it out there and let's see how it goes. So, I don't necessarily care about it, but I also want to know why people are doing it. So,
they're doing it
because
we want it.
So, I said, it's a win-win for me. If y'all really come true, cool. If y'all don't come true, cool.
Join is
ready. On Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, easy.
Where's the turn now?
The beginning?
Turn up.
Turn
up. It's my house.
If you're a girl,
come with your drink and your pool.
Come with your
drink and your pool.
Tomorrow.
No, come with your drink and your pool.
And
I have a pool party here. Come with your drink and your pool.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. But yeah, I don't want to say that it's been a great because I cannot say it again. Yeah. By next week would have passed. Yeah. Don't do. And that's it, don't do. And that's a big spot. I'm sorry.
Yes, has money ever influenced your schooling thoughts? Like, no, I don't make it. Like time when I made that money, and I just felt like maybe I don't go do this exam. Has it ever happened to you?
Be honest. Please
be honest.
Has it ever happened to me? Okay, I didn't want to come back when we realized.
From IT, because we're making a lot of money.
Because I was actually making money when I did IT. I was making money, like every weekend, I was making money.
Hi.
I was making money. Like, okay, if I don't make money from maybe what I'm doing, I'm sure my bosses will give us money. Okay, then I was the only IT student, and I had like three co-pars. So, PMs are always giving us like 2,000 each, then the AGM will give us like 10,000 naira to share. We can. So you're sure that you're going home with like 6-7k?
Exactly. You worked at Security?
No, I worked at MPA, Nigerian Port Authority.
Nigerian
Port Authority.
Because I knew I worked at Lagos State EPA at the time, and whenever weekend comes, Fridays, IT students do not really come to the office. They don't really come around. So there are always few around on Fridays, and we get a whole lot of money. There are times the GM might just drop about 150k.
What the fuck?
Everybody share.
Like,
and those money, they are always loud. There are sometimes that the GM might actually just send me an error and just like keep the change. And the change might just be like 5k. At that time, maybe like 5k. And then I worked at Nigerian Gas Company again for a year. And whenever we, like, every weekend I get
money. Every weekend, you get
every
money.
Every Monday is a weekend, I get money. Weekend, I get money.
festive period is just like
it's just like, okay, you're going for Easter, you get food stuffs. And again, I would not say we had dry ration. There's something they call dry ration. They share it provisions. Okay. They share it for business. So it got to us too at that point. Mm-hmm. And I was always taking provisions home like every three months. And it was always interesting. Yes, every three months. And they could last me for 3 months.
Some of us that we cannot relate. That we really did.
They were
no. It was not gender. It's not gender based. It's just like everybody gets.
Yes. Then I had then the babe thing came in place. So I had male bosses, a whole lot of them, and they were always giving me money because I was this friendly type of person. And again, mind you,
I look like an outside lady.
So most of the times, my Hausa bosses, they give me more money. And the type of money they used to give me, they just give me.
Okay, there was this thing.
One person I looked like his daughter, so he was always giving me money on his tech.
I went to, what did I do? During next, I didn't do anything, I beg. I was just going to clean the coffee machine at the boardroom and all. So there's this ED that is always asking for coffee. So it's just like, okay, when you're done, please just bring me a cup of coffee. So that weekend, that Friday, we went to give him the regular coffee. And I was like, this is my friend, so I always bring in coffee for me. Just take. And just like, this is not this pocket, and give us one. When it was like, self-care.
Yeah, that's that, and I just
bought
bacteria
at any. Who the hell walks around with 12K in your pocket?
It's an ED for crying out loud.
These guys, they go around with cash, like in their pockets and all of that. I was like, okay, then we went to get food. The foods are paid for already, so you just go carry for your section and all of that. So I went to carry food for my section, and then I met some of my bosses there. They were just playing around. Then they were like, the war, can you cook? I was like, sir, Oga, I've not been able to come to the plant and all of that. And I said, okay, take it and bring it to my office, this thing, blah, blah, blah. So I went to safety unit to talk about the thing they asked me to go and do. And when I got there, all of them, they gave me money. So that's one thing about, so at that point, I would not lie. When, after working at Nigerian Gas Company, to a point, finally, we can talk to you. I didn't want to continue education. I didn't want to come for BSc, to be honest. I didn't want to come for BSc at all. But the fact that my parents are this keen on education, and I really wanted a BSc, because if I go back there with my BSc and I get a better offer than just being an IT and just put as a short time
stuff. I think we need to make a podcast of this. You know, food changes people's voice. So I'm sorry if I sound
okay. So much.
We need to make a podcast on this, and this is no caps though, and I'm not joking, right? I get that, you know, being a guy makes, you know, life is a bit harder for us guys.
To be honest, yes, that's true.
But life is kind of easy on girls on some industrial aspect.
Yes, that's true.
Because your boss cannot just give you stuff except you've been working really hard.
You will not. I work hard, guys.
No, like, wait, I'm not talking about you. I'm not about like normal guy. If you're a guy,
okay.
It's rare for you, someone to. Okay, back in my 20 level. Place that there's the radio. I wanted to go to the radio to, like, you know, work with the radio and stuff, right? But I was trying everything. I tried to lobby my way. I went to audition, which I failed, by the way. I failed awfully. That's like what gave birth to this, but that's a long story, right? And this girl just walked up to the radio. I mean, like, she wants to work to the radio, she wants to work in the radio. And the man at the time was like, I like your skin and I like how you smile. Welcome. That's it. Like, that's what took me months to just get one real time interview on the radio. Just because of you are a girl and you have a bright skin color. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? But whoever is coming on the podcast, that's not how Paul is going to be here. Paul has told me that anything that involves gender equality, gender violence, Paul wants to be on it. So Paul has to be there. I don't know when we're going to talk about this, but yeah, July, we want to be having a business competition around July. This idea was brought up by a team member, Dapo. Shout out to Dapo. We are going to be having really amazing people this July, so please don't go nowhere. Enjoy the podcast with us. It's been an amazing conversation. Anat is almost done with our questions, and we'll call it a day, alright?
Yeah, how do you think people can merge business and schooling together?
How can you merge business and schooling together?
Like, without flopping and whining?
It's all about prioritizing, it's like,
you have to do both together.
You can actually do both together.
And you will not flop at all.
All about priorities.
It's just like
I want to do something. Okay, let's say I want to
give you money. Why don't they give you money? Which one will get more priority pass?
But what if we still give you money at the end of the
day? Bras, nobody
knows. See, in as much as I can be so nonchalant about schooling, I still believe that I'm going to use my own certificate to work
okay.
for a bad round.
And Trav, if you are saying that, okay, you want to do, why are you still in school?
Oh, don't drop out.
I'm here already. I'm
no,
a
school. There's no need.
Come on, there's no
need. Is there a need for you to? There's a need for you to see it through. Okay, so that's the way it is now. Even though it's not making money for you, you just have to see it through to the end.
So Anna is pretty confident that she's going to work with her certificate.
Yeah.
And it's really, what is it called? What of, is it envy or jealousy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know that the word is not jealousy, but something like, it's word of emulation, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But some of us, in the real time.
Like you. Don't say some of us. Just say, like, me.
Okay, I have funny statistics. Which I do not really understand the full scope of yet in the real world, because all of what we are doing and we are dealing with are equations. For you to understand statistics to the in-depth according to demand, or our lecturers, you need to come for masters, or you need to take some extra course. So I have spent 4 years studying,
not understanding what you came to this university for.
And I'm not just the only one.
That's you.
That's his course of study.
That's him.
Okay, that's you.
You're feeling pretty confident right now, Abby.
No, that's you.
That's you.
No, you are feeling pretty confident right now.
I
mean, that's
you.
That's
you.
That's
you.
So,
that's
you.
That's
you.
No,
that's
you.
No,
what I really advise people here is that, especially newbies in the university, like when you are studying a course or you ever find a particular course and you are not really interested about it, like try research concerning the course you're studying in your first year before you go deep.
Not even first year. I remember when I got this admission, because I actually put in for AED. When I got this admission in 2015, yes. Someone asked, okay, I think the person tried calling me, I could not get across. So the person called my mom and told my mom that, okay, I got admission, they gave me HTM, blah, blah, blah. So my mom told me, she was like, ah, there also, because I was at home. She said, you already got the admission. Okay, initially I was happy, then she told me it was HTM. So I was like, what's HTM? Because I've never heard of it. Because, so she was like, check now, just read about it. So I said, okay. I read about it, then she called on my cousin who I was staying with at the time to just like tell me about the course. So she did, then she spoke to me, I think later at night, and she was like, so what's up? And I said, okay, mom, it's all about like hospitality and tourism, that's hotel, stories, traveling and all. So, and she was like, okay, fine, that do I really want to do it? That I, there was this thing I told her about, because I actually went to the Polytechnic initially before coming to Funam. So she was like, there's this thing I told her about when I got out from the Polytechnic about holidays for teenagers. Like, there's like summer camp. You know, we don't have summer camps in Nigeria. So I just told her that, ah, mommy, if I have money, that's one thing I would really like to do. I was just telling her then randomly. So she was just like, ah, okay, madam, this is like something related
like
to
what
that, to what you want to do, like the dreams you have for yourself. That just go for it, read about it. If it's something you really want to do, that was before I got the admission. Because before I came to school, if I had told her that, if I had done fine with them, it wasn't something I want to do. Because there was a time she wanted me to go for nursing, and she was like, okay, then when I just came back from second year, are they odds now? So she please say
the same thing, my father actually wanted me to do medicine and
so she was like, go for nursing. I'm like, I can't do this. Then I happen to be this kind of person, I love reading novels. So one of my cousins was like, okay, go for an arts course. I'm like, ah, from science class to arts class.
I
can't do it. So she was like, okay, just write. She told me to write, I think, a book. She gave me like this full scrap sheet, like four. So I was able to like 3 pages, and I gave it to her. She was like, ah, Dara, if you had known, this is what you would have gone for.
Not the science.
But I'm like, I don't know. Then I didn't know what
I
was doing.
I still believe that the Nigerian education system from grassroots needs to be
exactly
checked.
not from when you get admission, you start finding
things. Like, it needs to be checked. Cause okay, I finished secondary school and I wanted to be civil engineering. For some reason, I could not do it because I was so young, and my father could not just send me into the university. That was the reason why I could not do civil engineering. So I opted for science laboratory technology. Polytechnic, and I feel people need to embrace going to Polytechnic more, because it sort of like expose you to things.
Yeah, that's if you are young.
It gets you exposed to a whole lot of things before you step into the real life and before you start finding it so difficult.
Not even
that was one of the things that made it so easy for me. Yeah,
not even, I think it's not, I really don't think it's if you're young. I just feel like people should learn to embrace it, just because, okay, it is another option. I have a friend that's been looking for admission for 5 years. Like, she graduated from school, I think 2016, and she just wanted to go to here, So there was this year, I think 2018, we told her, why don't you try going to the polytechnic? And she's like, no, I can't go to the polytechnic. I'm like, why?
Even parents do not really want their kids going to polytechnic.
Okay, because they have this notion that it's...
I just want to say this, and since we're all getting all serious and stuff, and I guess this is the point, one of the points of the podcast, to talk about academics, real time, and, you know, for real, right? There's a lot of people out there, a lot of students that we are just studying,
and we don't really know.
We don't necessarily know what we want to do, right? I, as a person, I've made it a priority for me to, using Dara's words, to learn a lot of things. I've become vast on social media, so I can say I can take social media gigs. I've become vast on content creation, I can take content creation gigs. I've become vast on graphic designs. I could take graphic design gigs. I could go on the radio and become a radio personality. Because, you know, there's this. And there's a lot. This is all of this minus my BSc.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of these things that I have mentioned, I have certificates to back up with. Like, I have
certified
courses that if I were to show people in this field, and all these certifications are free. Like, finishing a simple Google digital marketing skill is as hard as shit. So whenever people see that you are done with it, it gives you some sort of credibility to whatever thing you want to apply for digitally, right?
Yeah.
Now, the general reason why I'm saying all of these personal experiences is that I know that there are similar and that might seem as though they know what the fuck they're doing when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
No, like when I say know what the fuck they're doing,
I mean
you know, having to, okay, after
you
BSc,
really understand,
yeah,
what
you are studying, what next and stuff. I get it, and for people that like myself that necessarily do not know what direction specifically, I don't want you to feel bad, because
you don't say, you have options, you have like three, you have so many things to
choose. Plenty that I can do.
Exactly, there are some people that don't have anything to choose from, like, to get.
That's why we said that whatever thing you do in school, you engage in extracurriculars.
Not
part of these extracurriculars.
So, okay, it's part of these extracurriculars. I'm sorry to say, it's K-Guides, of which I don't think it's adding professional value.
Are you
guys
sure?
That's.
Are you sure? There's nothing that cannot be looked at
that's
constructively. There is nothing that cannot be looked at constructively.
No, I feel like it's a form of networking.
Mm-mm. It is
irrespective of whatever.
No, I understand.
For.
See, even JCI is party to some people.
Yeah.
Yes. Somebody like Adura just come for the party in JCI.
Anything it's standing for.
Actually, I'm sorry. I'm trying to be serious because I've played a lot and the meal is over now and my seriousness is back. My serious face is back. I'm like, my game face is back on. But I didn't go to JCI to party. I went
because
to JCI.
You party got in along the line.
Party was the first impression for JCI. Because I'm not like the typical party person when it comes to the university. I'm like, okay, this is an excuse for me to go to party, to travel, to learn a lot. So JCI provided all of that stuff for me.
Exactly.
Then along the line, I learned that I could. JCI was one of the first places I spoke in public. I still kind of, I'm not good in public speaking. But to some level, at least I had a presentation today, I kind of spoke, and it was some other things that, you know, you learn along the way. There's this quote that I guess we should make the wisdom segment, and it's this: life is what happens when you're on your way to figuring things out. I can't remember how it is, but life is what happens when you are busy planning for it. Like, all of the things that while you are planning for, like, all you are saying that, okay, you want to do this after school, all of the things that you are doing, the in between is the life.
In as much as I feel like I sort of have things figured out, there are times when I seem so black and I feel like, bro,
make me no cap. Anas is the most confused human being you meet ever. Like, confused emotionally, physically, mentally, academically, logically. Like, first, Anas messaged me last week and she was like, Adra, baby. And I was like, what do you want? Because whenever she starts like that, I'm like, she probably wants some. And she was like, no, she just wants to be like, well, this doesn't happen. So, when Anas is telling you that this thing, you know, to get it like that. So don't feel intimidated, please. I just wanted to put that out there. I get it.
Ah, God, that's right. I don't like all of this. But in as much as that is that, I still want also to understand that I do anything. I acquire every knowledge because I know at some point I might need them. So if there is Google digital marketing skill now, I have started. I have not just finished. I can still go back.
Your friend that ate cats.
Yeah.
Ha! She's been every time. She's been on my neck for 6 months or so. Andrea, how did you do this thing? Because that thing is long as shit. Like, you have like 44 modules, and under each module you have like five courses. It like it's just pretty long. So whatever finishes that, I kind of get respect for the person because I'm like, you've done something with yourself. You have something to show that okay, you can do something, and that means a lot. And for young people, everything is oppression for us. We have friends that just got the job, we become oppressed. We have friends that just
in as much as people get bag certificates, please don't feel oppressed. Just do your thing, run your race.
Bagging certificate is not a cost to work. It's not please, cost to work. I would know. I have like 7 certificates, 8, 10, but I don't get shit on the study that people that don't even have anything. Like the tech boys, I don't even have any certificates. Some of them, right?
I don't know, but Adura, I just want to say this on the podcast. I already paid a lot of money to start any front-end developing. I don't know what drove me to that thing. I just woke up one morning and I just felt like I needed to do something related to tech, because I guess that's the new.
Yes, money day tech.
That's the new oil money.
Because you know the thing is, I'm open to different opportunities, so I try to learn different things.
Since you are opening our yash, me too. There's a link in my DM right now that is waiting on me to start. Two links actually. One is to start. What is it called? One is a Udemy course.
I just do that.
One is a Udemy course for a graphic design. Another is a course for UI UX. So. I feel like come one morning and be like, yo, I want to finish this shit today.
Exactly.
That's the thing. You don't know the way the vibe.
Okay, I do some things when I might just be sleeping and I wake up in the morning and I just say it's like, I want to do this thing. And to be honest, if I say I want to do it, I will do it. That's one thing about me.
Okay, I think one thing you should put out there is also like, this is the only time you have whereby you have extra free time.
True.
Like, this is the only period you have extra free time.
If you have little or no pressure on you,
by the time you graduate, it's just all about moving on,
making
and then
money and trying to run courses after school.
But I also want to demolish one thing that we have been adding forward to, and it is this: after we finish, I'm going to be here, so I'm going to be documenting. This podcast. This is my content creation thing. Everything I do on my socials is a way of documenting my process. Because in the next 10 years, they can look back to be like, this is what I was doing when I was in university. And this is like stories for me to refer back to.
Exactly.
And everything. That's why I have my YouTube, I have my Instagram, everything. So. So I'm like, okay, so this is my story. When it's time for NYSC, when it's time for, you know, life after school, I will still tell the story of then, how I was able to attack it, right? And the point I'm just trying to make in summary is this: the society kind of builds our mentality to the point in which life begins after the university. Like, you need to get your shit together after the university. And I'm like, it scares the fuck out of me. Let me just put it out there. Like, I get scared as shit when I think about it. In the next 2 months, I'm just not here anymore. And it's pretty scary to think about. So what comes out? What, like, I have,
even if you're a business person and you're making so much money while you're in school from students, just know that when you leave that community, your inflow gets rich.
That's why we have people that are finished, that are done, but they are staying in the student environment, because they know that students get money.
That's the, like, where you get constant inflow of money. The time you're not in school. End.
But irrespective, we have to leave school if inevitably at one point, whether or not in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Whereas, that is where you have people coming back to base the audience around students, right? But what I'm just trying to say is this, right? What I'm trying to say is this: don't have too much pressure on yourself to believe that you are here now and you need to have stuff figured out. Like, I'm coming from the point of, I'm there right now, so I get what you are thinking about.
Coming from the point of confusion.
You get, so I am there right now, and I'm like, in case you want someone to talk with all of us, because you know, misery and joy comes company, So if you are feeling miserable like myself,
your company,
I beg. No, actually, I'm serious. Miserable, enjoy company. So if
it
you're feeling pretty,
I'm also confused.
No, Anna has a lot of things in the back. She has front end in the front, and she has back end. That's like a sexual joke, by the way. But anyways.
To be honest, you can talk to me because I'm confused.
So I don't want to feel like because of you are saying that okay, yo, do this and do that, we have certifications and this. Brass, everybody does not know some point. We are just winging this life thing because nobody has been here before. So nobody has past questions as to how to do this or what to do this.
We're
so
just doing her thing.
I guess you just need to put yourself out there more. You need to like try new stuff. Like that Asimi said, and which I guess this is the point of the podcast, is that whatever is bringing in money. Sorry, that's a very wrong hand gesture. Whatever is bringing you money, you saw what I did, right?
Legally.
You saw what I did.
I saw what you did.
You see what I did?
Yeah, I did. Whatever is bringing you money legally.
Legally.
Emphasis on it, legally. Please do it.
It might not be easy, though.
It might not
that's
be easy.
It's and not easy.
Whichever thing you think you might learn and might eventually bring money. Try learn. Open yourself
yeah.
to knowledge. Like learn. Don't just okay. There's one thing I want to say now is we are in school. We are learning at the same time. We are doing one or two. Don't just be a collection person. Don't just sell things. Try acquire knowledge too. Get other knowledge. You might not and skills.
Let me tell you something scary. And I'll finish what you want to say first.
You might just be learning. You might just be selling whatever you're selling, and you're making a whole lot of profit, and you've not acquired certain knowledge. At some point, your audience might go down. And you need your thing to get one or two things. You get what I'm saying? That's the point.
All right. Let me tell you something scary. And I don't mean this
to
scare you, but it's scary.
I don't mean to put fear in you.
I don't mean to put fear in you, but it's all your fault in the end. Like
yes, at the end of the day.
Whether or not.
Yeah, see the bad guy. You need to do man. It's that hard it there. Like when something falls, you become see.
I don't know.
I'll say it in Yoruba. So, see, the baba tea or something. Tony Dilumanda. When the bomb was somebody's poison, you know the bomb was carry.
So whether or not your parents, whether or not your mom gets inside, and you do not have anything, whether or not your parents tell you that you should go to school, you have bad results. Whether or not it's your parents, it's all your fault. And let me tell you something about African parents. All the Pajekini, they are very quick to pushing you into something. And once he boxed, they'll remove your hand like this. So now that you know that your future is in your hand, you know there's this meme that's been flying around on Instagram or Twitter that whenever I think that my future is gonna be determined on me, you just think about it like this. Your future is in your hand. Whether or not see
your parent brought you to this life.
The best thing to do if you don't have anything to do or if you don't have anything that you have figured out. Do everything. Do see if tomorrow can you model? Today I've been a model before.
I've been a model before, even at that one.
I don't handle camera. I'm not bad with camera.
Till then I still do modeling for my friends. Like I still tell them. I still even say, okay, when there's this group I am, whenever they post, I'm like, I'm dark skinned. I feel run out.
So you see
we get.
And back when Tony was still coming up, we would carry like reflector for around.
You guys had a group.
The 12 now.
The 12, yeah.
We did everything. And it's been an amazing ride looking in hindsight.
It's always interesting at the end of the day when you're like, this
thing happened. That's why I moved that time. But if you are to think about it critically, and there is your brother that says that, and to Monroe. Like if you're able to think about it, like really, you see that UCF no caring. Yeah, Odogwu UCF bad. I posted this yesterday. That like, UCF, you know,
you bad.
You know, small now. You have done so much. And if you are to put these small things
together
in big English and put in your CV, wallah, God, UCF, you look and say. Maybe for example, now I had a podcast and I'll be like, on air personality.
Yeah.
The first thing whenever anybody thinks on their personality, they'll think radio.
But this is an online radio for crying out loud. So obviously, even if my
No, she said you get the numbers. 12K soon. So you know the vibes. So it's
just focus.
Just you know focus. And with this few points of ours, we'll be able to convince
and not to
convince you
that
spaghetti was interesting. That was
great.
Spaghetti was sweet.
Business is good, grades are nice, doing something is nice, do anything, do everything. regardless.
From what you've been talking about, I don't know if you noticed, the energy went in a kind of upward direction. We started off kind of low.
Then all of a sudden,
it was a spark. Food does that a lot. So please and please, we're going to be having a short ad from another sponsor. If you are thinking of getting landed properties. Within the city of America, please and please, contact BOW.
Bow.
You know the
Bow. Bow Global. Bow Global.
But then, more information will be on this in the next, segment.
Separate.
Please and please, if you have uncles that they're thinking of settling down within the city of Abeokuta, or even if you have the resources and you have really pocket friendly, like when I saw the price of getting a landed property in Abeokuta, it was as easy as
getting an iPhone.
That's your iPhone 12.
Let me just give you that one. That's one expo for me.
Jot this down.
Jot this down.
But yeah, good night. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the weekend. Blessings.
Ciao, bless.
Do you know that 90% of all millionaires become so through owning real estate? Do you also know that the best investment on earth is earth? That's why with Bow Global Resources, wealth is at your fingertips. Bow Global Resources is a real estate firm with over 20 plots of land sold and have been delivering real estate services for over 2 years. Message us for inspection. Inspection is free for anyone coming from the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at bow_globalr and on Twitter at bow_gr.